advantage for Sean Mackey to strike!
It's Calvin Miller against McGowan. Miller sends it in!
It's Miller time, baby! Champions again! Falkirk have broken through the glass ceiling! After 15 years in the wilderness, Falkirk Football Club has once again a Premiership club!
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're Navy Blue, are you?
Welcome back. It seems like ages since we've done Falkirk Daft. Yes, but we're here for the big preview show, looking ahead to Aberdeen this weekend. On Sunday, 3 o'clock kickoff, we're going to be speaking to a man, Colin Finlayson, aka Sheepy, the most travelled football supporter in all of Scotland. We'll get all his stories and look ahead to the Dons game just in a bit. But first of all, let's welcome to the podcast the man who's always here with me. It's the main man in the main stand. It's Ross Wayne, the ginger god of Pond, of course.
Good evening, sir. You all right?
A bit rusty. It's been a wee while since I've done one of these. So, a little bit rusty. Just, it feels like an eternity without football because I wasn't at the Celtic game. I missed the Dundee United home game. So, I'm still waiting to see the mighty Bairns.
It's coming.
Yeah. And I'm not going on Sunday either. So, great. Brilliant.
Your first game will be St Mirren at home.
Right? Mental.
That's shocking, Ed. Not in terms of you, but in terms of like, see these gaps in the Premiership. They're rubbish. Like, there's that. We've just had one, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be another one for the international break.
Yeah. And then the League Cup.
And then there's going to be another break because of the League Cup. It's like, come on. That's pish, in my opinion. But listen, it is what it is. There's not a lot we can do about it.
What'd you do with your free weekend?
What have I been up to? Fairly chilled day today. Took the dog to the Helix, which was rammed, like absolutely rammed. Yesterday was nice. My mum's not been too great, but we had a really nice day yesterday. We went through to South Queens Ferry and we did. She had afternoon tea on a boat.
We'll check you, eh?
No, it was a tour boat, wasn't it? Like our boat. but she really enjoyed it. We all did, actually. It was lovely. And yeah. But yeah, but otherwise, what about you?
Well, AC/DC on Thursday, which was amazing, absolutely incredible. And then Saturday, I went to the steakhouse in Falkirk Lintriggs.
Nice.
Yep. Good, by the way. I have to say, I'm giving it, you know, we'll turn this bit into a restaurant review, but I went for first time I've tried a Chateaubriand, Ross. So
nice.
Me and the wife split that.
So, 75 quid. Bad boy.
It was about 70 quid, but I was like, right, I'm going to do it. Let's do it, because it was a wee date. So I was like, brilliant, we tried that. So I have to say, very nice, thoroughly enjoyed it. We'll give it 3.5 or 4 stars out of 5, I think. We'll go the 3.5. The Falkirk Daft rating for El Toro Groucho is, we'll give it a 3.5 stars. And the only reason I'm saying that is because, yeah, we had to cut our own steak in that. And when we asked for the Parmesan, we upgraded our fries as well. Check out the big bucks. Upgraded the old fries, and the fries didn't get upgraded, though they didn't charge us for it. So that's fine. So
can't hide money.
We'll give it 3.5 stars, but very good. I heard the Greek places. That'll be in the next review on Falkirk Daft. The Greek place up High Street.
Apparently. I've heard good things about that one as well.
There we go.
We hit the steakhouse maybe about 6 weeks ago, and it was really nice.
What are you giving it out of 5 stars? Would you have this as a feature now? Like, we'll just rate restaurants in Falkirk as part of the.
I can't knock it. To be fair, I enjoyed it. So I would say 4.
Okay, so I'd average that out of 3.75 stars on the Falkirk Daft Restaurant Review Corner, as we're now teaming this way. We will review restaurants and takeaways from across the Forth Valley.
Not as good as Behind the Wall, obviously.
Of course, I was actually in Behind the Wall beforehand. I had a couple of drinks in there beforehand, more about that in just a bit as we speak, tell you all what's happening there. But yeah, I know he's not doing it. I built IKEA furniture today. Jesus Christ. See hell on earth, isn't it? Building furniture, brutal. So a set of drawers.
Even going round IKEA now is not as fun as it used to be. Do you remember 20 years ago? It used to actually be quite fun. You could, like, and you would think to yourself, well, it's fine, I'm going to get a cone and like a hot dog at the end.
Aye, pear cider, a four pack of pear cider, a cheap hot dog and a cheap ice cream. And now, yeah, I'm not doing it. I didn't even get that. It was just depressing. Anyway, so that's our weekend. Hope you had a good weekend yourself with no football. We're recording this on Sunday night. Still no signings, Ross. Still no signings. Still looking for that pen emoji. When there's been all sorts of rumours like flying about. It's just people made up. Someone was suggesting Andy Halliday. The other,
I will say where this comes from. So, as you know, I frequent Pine Bovril.
Yes, I don't know.
And it wasn't me that started the rumor, by the way, but I saw someone had posted it. I then shared it on our group chat. And then you, quite thankfully, asked the man himself, who said it was just a big pile of pish.
Yes, so, pretty much. I believe the quote was from, where did he hear that pish from? So there you go. We'll defunct the Andy Halliday. I mean, the obviously Dan Fletcher's laddie, Tyler Fletcher's the one that's going around, the boy from Newcastle, but come on. I mean, I'm hoping by the time this goes out, we've got some more bodies in the door, but we will wait and see. But yes, we're desperate to get...
We thought there was one yesterday, because I shared this picture with you. And however, unfortunately, it wasn't a new signing. It was Ryan Marshall, our sponsor of the live events with John McGlynn and Big Call.
Shocked horror on his weekend off Call Dawson's at a Hearts game. Jesus Christ. Well,
in his defence though, right? Ryan said he was obviously in the same lounge as them. He was the row behind them in the game. And in his defence, he says Big Call did not celebrate any of the three.
Did he not? That's surprising.
Well, he was sitting beside John, and I'm sure John would have been under strict instructions. Don't you fucking stand up and clap here, Cole.
But John's a jambo as well.
Yeah, so. I know, but listen, he's a manager scouting. Apart, Ryan says that John was forever on every set piece and every throw in. John was on his phone
making notes,
recording stuff. Yeah.
Brilliant. Love that. Cole's probably just went like that to John's, like, you got a spare pass? Can I come with you, gaffer?
Well, it's normally Paul and John.
I know, but I bet Cole's just wanted a spare ticket to the game, probably going to see the Jambos. But it was cracking. It was actually a really, really good game of football. Let's launch it into birthday corner then, since we've got no transfers to talk about. Loads of birthdays this week, Ross, and we'll kick off with Lynn George. Happy 55th to Lynn, a.k.a. Lenny G. It's on the 27th of August, so by the time this comes out, it'll have happened. And that's up from your brother David and all the Waynes. My sister actually cancelled her flight to Lanzarote and changed the flight to today, Sunday, so she'd get to the Hibs game and pay an extra for the flight only for the game to be cancelled. So there you go. She changed all that and the game got cancelled. But there you go, big supporter, Lynn, happy birthday.
Happy 18th birthday as well to Callum Devoy, and that's on Saturday the 30th of August, and that's from all the family, and they are all heading up to Aberdeen on the Sunday for the game, so fingers crossed we get 3 points for your birthday, Callum.
Happy birthday last week to Scott Jameson, that's from all the family. Hope you had a great party on Friday night. Oh, we didn't get our invite, must have got lost in the post, Scott.
Must have done, yeah. I think it was at that new place. You remember the old however, I forgot the name of this pub. You know the what is
the Alto?
Yes. Uh-huh. Right. I can't remember what it's called now. But apparently,
it's a function kind of place now, isn't it?
I saw loads of Bairns fans there because on Facebook and stuff, so it looks like they're a good night. But you're right, our invite must have got lost in the post. Massive happy birthday, and this is today, Sunday, to Texas Bairn, Jamie Douglas, and that's from all his pals across both sides of the pond.
Happy birthday, Jamie. You would have seen Jamie. He was back for the last game against Hal, and he was at Falkirk Daft Live, cowboy hat and all. I think he got Paul Smith wearing the cowboy hat at one point. So he's a top lad and listens all the way out there in Texas. So happy birthday, Jamie. A happy birthday to Alan Ferrier. His birthday's just passed there as well. Good lad, Alan. Good football player as well. That's from all your family.
Indeed, yeah, very good footballer. And he actually let me know he's booked into the 1876 Lounge at the Dundee game in October.
Oh, great. We'll see you then, Alan.
And finally, a massive happy birthday from Lou Glover to her nana Lou, who is 97
years
old Tuesday. Now, nana Lou, unfortunately, can't make it to the games anymore.
Aww.
However, she still loves supporting the Bairns from home. So happy birthday to nana Lou.
Right, we better shout that so nana Lou can hear us. Happy birthday, nana Lou!
Yes.
97, well done now. What a brilliant, and still supporting the Bears, love to see that. A couple of players' birthdays on Thursday when this is out now. It's Paul Sheeran's birthday, former manager. And remember Ian Morris?
I do, yes.
One of the young boys.
Was his nickname Amos because he had these big massive sideburns?
I think it was,
I hope he has a shite birthday.
The one, the only, the man with the big willy, Eddie May, 58, is going to be on Saturday. We still sing about his penis for some reason. I've not heard that chant in a wee while, I guess, because there's no been any reason.
Did it not get sung at Folkerdaff Live for Leon McCann, though?
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah. We've changed the name and re-sung that, and obviously his disc...
Whilst for saying birthdays, it's Liam Henderson's was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Hendo. So his disco pants are still the best, and Eddie May's 58. Aaron Muirhead, still kicking a ball for Arbroath, actually, Aero, 35. And then Alex Harris. What age do you think Alex Harris is?
He can't be that old. I'm going to say 35.
31. 31.
He's not old at all, is he?
Came with such great hope to the club, you know. It was like, wow, we've got to have a real player in our hand here, and just was shite.
I remember, this was my first impression of him. He played it, I think it was a friendly against either Edinburgh City or Spartans, and it was played at Spartans, right? I think it was Edinburgh City, actually. Mm. And he played, and he was horseshit. And then he came off, and before he even went to the changing room, his mum came over and gave him a hug. And I thought, like, if this guy's distraught at playing bad in a pre-season friendly, he's not going to cut it here. And obviously he didn't. So, no. Chicken-hearted, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a shame. Shame he came with such promise anyway. So that's all the birthdays got for you this week. In terms of club news, Aberdeen tickets still were on sale. Like you say, we're recording this on the Sunday. I heard there was about only 300-odd left. Is that right? You heard any different?
No, the only thing... comment I got from Jamie was that there's still plenty left. So if people do want to go, get involved. Obviously, we know it's a Sunday afternoon kickoff. It's not on TV, though. And all the buses seem to be full. So it does look like there's a big Falkirk crowd going up. And I'm sure, regardless of how many we sell, it'll be noisy as hell.
Junior Bairns have 412 members now, just after 2 months. So brilliant to see still... Absolutely amazing job that they do at the Junior Bairns, and you can rejoin or at the club shop or join at the club shop, and you get a goodie bag. I wonder what's in the goodie bag.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I don't know what's in the goodie bag. However, Sarah is delighted with the total, so 412, which matches last year's overall total. So they've managed to hit that after just 2 months. So yeah, if we can add to that, like, it would be amazing for them to get to 450 or 500, which I believe would take them to an all-time sort of high at the Falkirk Stadium from a member perspective. So yeah, and as you said, Sarah and the team that she has now are phenomenal.
Yeah. Heritage Night, tickets are still available. Davey Nichols, Crabbo, Crunchy and Alex Totten's at the Brockville Bar. Tickets are £15. And it includes a pie buffet. So is that like just a variety of pies?
I would assume so.
That sounds amazing.
It would be interesting. Imagine if it's not and it's just like Scotch pies. But yeah, it does say a buffet of pie. So you're expecting, what are you expecting? A steak pie, a macaroni pie?
Doner kebab pie.
Doner kebab pie. Yeah, pie. It'll be Pie Sports that'll be supplying them, you would think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So yeah. The other thing is, obviously, it's come out as well, which we've not talked about, is the statement from the club in regards to the pitch, Ross.
That's very true, yes. It's good news, obviously, from the club's perspective. I think Jamie, when he was on the podcast, said that they hadn't really allocated any money to it this year anyway. So I did see a few people saying, oh, that's brilliant, get it in the budget.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the case anyway. But really good news. It obviously upset a huge number of non-Falkirk supporters on social media, which is always good to read and see.
So
brilliant news in terms of a cost perspective. That we know how good the pitch is. That will be the pitch then down for what, four years, which is technically what the club had suggested to the SPFL anyway, around the life cycle. So I assume this isn't appropriate for Kilmarnock or Livingston because they chose Well, Livingston chose to put a new pitch even after knowing the rule. Whereas we obviously, our argument was that this change happened after we had invested the money.
Yeah. So that's interesting to see. I will be interested to see. I hadn't even thought of it from that perspective. But yes, we've got the pitch there for an off season at least as well. And they're going to advance some of the club's fees to help installation of a grass pitch as well, which is good to hear as well. So sensible heads prevailed, though I still think it's nonsense. I think it's an absolute nonsense rule for a variety of different reasons. And, you know, I'm sure that everyone's sick to the back teeth of having to argue with your mates about artificial pitches and grass pitches and what have you.
You think we will ever, and I'm sure we will, right? I'm sure like Jamie and the board are probably sitting smiling now because they know stuff that we don't. But I just want to get to a space where if, like, obviously we are going to have to change the pitch at some point, right? So I just want to get to a stage where we've got a really good looking, and it sounds like it'll be a hybrid pitch, which Jamie mentioned as well, which is good. And also a fourth stand, like, yeah, so there's nothing that people can come back at as other than, oh, your team shit. I'm sick of three stands, Falkirk, Astro pitch is pish.
You'll
I'm
still have the Grangemouth pattern, mate. You'll
probably, mate, there. Probably. Yeah, exactly. Or you're not even in Falkirk, you're in Grangemouth. Just
get the council to move the border a wee bit. That's can we make that happen? I always say, because it was great. The Grangemouth sign has now moved down, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
moved.
And I think that was to do with the roadworks. So they'll probably put it back when... technically, we are Falkirk, though, because obviously it's Falkirk on the post office side of things. So, but yeah, the signage doesn't help the fact it was brought forward.
No, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, aye, so that's good. And the Falkirk women, we didn't give them a shout-out last week because they beat Inverness 3-1 up in Inverness. Well done. And they've drawn 1-1 with Renfrew Ladies this afternoon as well. So they're unbeaten so far this season, Falkirk women. Go on.
Yeah, phenomenal. Really good to see. And they're obviously getting amongst the goals. Hopefully there was a good. I couldn't make it along this afternoon. Hopefully there was a good wee crowd there as well. Because I know the girls love to play on the main pitch at the stadium, which is their base for this year.
Yeah, no, so brilliant, superb. Let's talk about Aberdeen just in a minute. Before we do that, we've got to say thanks to Behind the Wall, as ever, our sponsors. Falkirk Daft Venom on the menu. I double checked it yesterday. When I already had a wee cocktail. I didn't go for Falkirk Daft Venom. I had one of the drumstick ones.
Mm. They're nice. Yeah,
so I had
nice.
One of them yesterday, but it is on the menu. I really should have, had one shown my wife and go, look, it's our cocktail. But no, I went for a drumstick yesterday, and that was very good as well. But the Aberdeen game is the away bus is full for that. But obviously, they still do the offer with the Carling Falkirk Daft coach, which you'll get for the guest next home game, St Mirren. So remember, same deal as it was last season, £5 down to the game, but you get a pint of Carling on your return. A couple of things happening there. Sunday Girl is a Bondi tribute there on the Friday 12th of September. And there's a punk night happening, the Class of 79, the night after on the 13th of September. That will be cracking. I would love to get up to that, and I might do. And there's a whiskey tasting this Friday as well, actually, as well. So
yes, there is. This 29th.
Tricara. Mm. So I believe it's quite nice. So I think there's still tickets available for that. So if you fancy some whiskey, that is when this podcast goes out tomorrow night. And so if anything coming up, check out behindthewall.co.uk for all of that sort of stuff. But let's get in and talk about the Aberdeen game now. It feels like an eternity and we're going to do it, like I say, in the company of a good pal of ours. He's an absolute legend of football in Scotland. It's Colin Finlayson, a.k.a. Sheepy.
Evening, lads.
Good.
All good. I was all right until my camera didn't work, but all good now, so we're sorry.
Aye, absolutely. Now, Sheepy, like we've talked to you, is probably the most well-travelled football fan in all of Scotland. I would say, how many games did you make last year?
It was 91 last year, 94 the year before. So the target of 100 is within grasp, but I've not quite got there yet.
Oh, well, we can give it a good go. I saw a picture the other day. You've been home and away at Aberdeen for 10 years now. You've not missed a game. Is that right?
Well, that was right. That ended at Morton last weekend, unfortunately, but unbelievably, but it was 10 and a half years, that's right, aye.
That's incredible.
Where were you last weekend?
One of my mates got married in London.
Oh, I inconsiderate.
Well, and do you know the funny thing was, it was if we hadn't won the Scottish Cup, We would have been in Europe on the Thursday night, so the game would have been on Sunday, and I would have flown back up in time for the game. But I'm all right for missing it after what we did in May. So.
I
But
know.
I did agree last week that that is the last game I will ever miss.
Yeah,
ever.
wow, that's incredible.
And I actually watched it on the Premier Player the whole way through the wedding, so that was I kind of made up for it next time.
Listen, can I just ask? I heard a rumor though that you were still technically in Greenock.
That I got a wee surprise on Saturday morning with a picture of a blow-up doll with a face mask on it, a captain's armband and an Aberdeen top that seemed to go all the way around pubs in Greenock, Morton fans, and I actually on Premier Player saw myself on the TV.
That's brilliant, absolutely. Because when you and then the thing is with Sheepy, you obviously you're involved with Tartan Army as well, aren't you?
Yep.
Labour, it's a Labour Tartan Army you run, isn't it?
Aberdeen Army, yep.
Yeah, and then when you're not watching Scotland or Aberdeen, and none of them are playing, you go and watch Steny.
I go and watch Steny. I go and watch Steny. I've had a season ticket for Steny since 1987 now as well. So, and then if they're not playing, then I'll go and see Falkirk. And then even the bit at the moment is the Shire play at Opal View. So I've been a few Shire games this season as well. So
Brilliant.
it's
Absolutely
fun.
incredible.
Just
Oh, yeah.
to clarify, right? So we know you're married. How the fuck do you get away with all this, Cheapy?
Just say you're going.
It's just saying.
He's a brave man, is Sheepy. It's a brave, the most well-travelled man in Scottish football, and the bravest man in Scottish football as well, right there.
Was it not when we had Craig Telfer on previewing the Stenosphere game? Did he not suggest, or was it me that suggested that Sheepy must be fairly well endowed for his wife to come
I
home?
believe it was one of us suggested that.
As one of
Yes,
us suggested.
we certainly did. But no, brilliant to have you on, mate. And obviously you're Don's daft as we are Falkirk daft. Let's talk about the Don's this season. Still, I mean, I get like us, fixtures are kind of going against you, so you're still sitting on 0 points.
0 points and zero goals as well, so that's lovely at the moment. To be honest, when the fixtures came out, Hearts away and Celtic at home, I know they say it's random, but I think they were definitely 100% picked to make sure we got McInnes first day and then our pals from the cup final second game. So it was never going to be an easy start. I don't actually think we were that bad in both games. But and we didn't even give away that many chances. But if you don't take the few chances that we had, both games they did, and here we are sitting with 0 points, zero goals. And at the moment, it doesn't look well, put it that way.
What I mean, obviously, you had the high of the Scottish Cup, and I mean, I remember I met you in the pub the week before, and you were like adamant. I said, "We've got a chance, you know," and you were absolutely adamant that you're winning. And obviously, I said, "You going back up to Aberdeen if you've won?" You're like, "Fucking right, I am." But
I
what? Yeah, and you did, which I love. But what? So you had the buzz of that. Is it the manager's not under pressure?
The people I think that are personally he's not under pressure for me. There's a few comments, but the thing is, and people keep pulling that stat, we've only won X amount of games and however many league games, etc. We had that absolutely mental start last year when we won all these games at the start.
Yeah.
If we had won a game, lost a game, drawn a game like that throughout the season, nobody would have batted an eyelid.
No.
Whereas the way it came, and
Yeah.
then and I saw you in the pub, and I was very confident that we were going to win the cup.
You were.
Obviously, and then the thing is, the buzz from that going forward, we got quite a lot of signings in quite early, and we're really, really lacking a striker at the moment. I mean, to break the hoodoo and win the cup after 35 years, it was absolutely phenomenal. So. And even last year, we won all the games at the start. We then had a run. We never won for God knows how many games. We then picked up again. And then towards the end, the last four games were kind of a bit of a disaster where if you were looking for the outside in, no wonder nobody gave us any chance in the final, especially when we lost 5-1 to Celtic the week before. But to be honest, in the benefit of hindsight, that was probably the best thing that could ever have happened to us.
Yeah, it was a
So,
very different Aberdeen performance in the cup final then, wasn't it?
100%. And we got ripped apart the week before. We got absolutely ripped apart. And essentially against a Celtic B team, which then you start going, oh, wait a minute, this is a bit worrying here. We all thought as fans we had to change the team and the formation. And we did. Listening to interviews with Jimmy and players since, they had decided quite well in advance of the final that we were going to change that. They thought about going to that formation and playing against Celtic in the league game, but then you're giving the game away. So I have to be honest, if I was Brendan Rodgers, I would have expected Aberdeen to change as well. Whether he did or didn't, I don't know. But we did change it, and we got it absolutely spot on. Absolutely spot on. So
There's been a big player turnover, Sheepy, just looking down at the boys you've kind of lost. Like when you think like Papi Gay, Jim McGrath, Ribasic, players that were pretty good for you last season as well. But you seem a lot of boys have went out the door, but not as many maybe have come in. But out of the kind of new signings, you've obviously went and signed this boy from AC Milan. But who's been impressive so far?
Well, obviously, a boy from AC Milan, kind of, we've not seen him yet, so I will we'll reserve judgment on him just now. Getting Alfie Dorrington back from Spurs came as a big surprise. I mean, he was brilliant last season. He was absolutely brilliant when he came on loan for Spurs halfway through the season. Certainly, the players impressed me most at the moment is the guy we've got on loan from Sunderland, Adil Ayouche. I mean, he looks different. Different class, absolutely different class. He's probably a wavelength ahead of quite a few in the team. But I mean, even the last game, some people said him and Clarkson might not be able to play together. But then Clarkson came on with half an hour to go against Bucharest on Thursday night, and the two of them linked up really well. So he's definitely the one I would say to watch at the moment. I still think we need. Apparently, we're in talks for we need another the left back's injured at the moment, Gamal Faye. We definitely need to get a striker and another winger, depending on what happens with Shaden Morris. But Aucci is definitely the one to watch at the moment. We've got the boy up front, Yenge, striker. He's let's just say we'll have to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'd love it to work, but at the moment it's not really happening for him. So, but this is he's exactly the same as when we signed him when we got Papa Gay a couple of years ago. He looked like he'd never played football before in his life. And then start of last season he was absolutely brilliant, and then he got injured. He's obviously away now, so fingers crossed it might hopefully eventually work for Yenge. But Aouch is the one at the moment is definitely the best signing so far.
Sheepy, you mentioned is it Lazetic, is that how they call
Yeah,
it?
he's the one guy. Yeah.
So he's not played yet. Is he likely to play on Thursday's European game, or is he likely to maybe be held till the league game on the Sunday? What you're thinking there?
So he said that he's not in it, so he's not in the squad for the European game. So that's a no-no. So that's not happening. Jimmy said last Tuesday, 2 weeks. 2 weeks would then put it just after the Falkirk game. I would think he might make the bench against Falkirk on the basis everybody's been to Bucharest, coming back from Bucharest. If he's got 2 weeks training in, etc. I don't know how much training they've done with AC Milan with the whole protracted kind of transfer talks, etc. But I think he might make the bench. Bet he almost start.
Yeah, that's good to. I Leighton Clarkson's a player that's always impressed me at Aberdeen. He's been kind of in and out of the team this season, hasn't he, Sheepy?
Yeah, he has. He has. I really like Leighton Clarkson. I mean, the only thing you'd say about Leighton Clarkson, see when he's good, he's very good. See when he's not very good, he's very good. And the thing is, last season we kind of put him in a deeper role, sitting in the midfield with, say, Shinny, especially when Nielsen got injured, he was sitting deeper with Shinny, where I think he's more effective just a wee bit further forward. And as I've said already, him and Ayuchi last week, who probably we didn't think the two of them could play with each other, they both played really well with each other. So I'd like to think, oh, hopefully that continues. He's also got a belter of a free kick him and free kicking him as well. So, he's a class player. He was obviously at Liverpool, so. You don't sign for Liverpool if you're not very good, to be honest. So fingers crossed. I mean, he's been here 3 years now, 1 year on loan and two signed. I would imagine with the project that Aberdeen have with in like we sign guys and then try to sell them on for a profit, this may or may not be his last season. There was certainly some chat that even a couple of weeks ago that he could be one of the guys to go next. Hopefully that's not the case, because if he goes, then we need to get somebody else in. But I know he's a cracking player, and he was obviously part of the team in May as well. So yeah, no matter what happens to him, he'll always be revered for that, that's for sure.
Should be obviously you mentioned at the beginning, so you've not had the best of starts in terms of the two league games so far. It doesn't get any easier because obviously you're playing the mighty Falkirk this weekend coming. But what is the ambition for you personally for this season? Both I'll ask the question domestically and European as well.
Domestically, I think one thing we've got to be this year and domestically is we've got to be more consistent, because we were three different kind of seasons last year. We had the absolutely mental start, which I mean that was beyond anybody's dreams. We then had that spell where we couldn't do anything right and got absolutely nothing, and then we picked up again towards the end. I mean domestically, the one thing in the league this year, Hearts have spent quite a lot of money, Hibs have spent quite a lot of money, so I think and we spent a bit of cash as well. So it's the first time like the three of the bigger teams outside the Old Firm have really spent cash. Where do we want to be domestically? I mean, obviously we want to finish, we want to get Europe again. We want to qualify for Europe. It will be tough. The Thursday Sunday really killed us last year. I'd like to think that we have got more players this year, which should hopefully help this. I mean, we watched Rangers today, to be honest. They were no great shakes at all. I'd love to be playing them next week, to be honest. But I think they're actually the last team we play with everybody in the league, which is not very helpful. So I mean, I think we've just got to be more consistent. Last year, and okay, you can say we're going to do X, Y, and Z. Let's just see where it takes us. In Europe, Europe's a tough one, because the Europa League, I think we've got a really good chance on Thursday. I honestly think we've got a brilliant chance. We shot ourselves in the foot on Thursday night with the goals we lost. We got back. We could have really won it at the end. They're no mugs. That'll be a hard game. That'll be a really hard game on Thursday night. The prestige of getting to the Europa League would be phenomenal. I think in the grand scheme of things, there's not actually a lot of money different for us. The one thing would probably be, though, if we ended up at the conference, we're got a better chance of winning some games, which then probably ends up giving you a bit more money. But you've
Course
got
you
to go
do.
for the
Course you do.
bigger trophy first, I mean,
And more
absolutely.
time off your
So,
work as well, sheepy,
maybe.
presuming.
Well, as you can guess, I'm going to Romania on Wednesday. So
Of course you are.
there's
I hear you.
there's 16 of us going on Wednesday. So it's Edinburgh to Brussels to Bucharest. And then back. We're actually very late home on Friday night. We don't leave Romania until 7 o'clock on Friday night. Bucharest to Frankfurt, Frankfurt to Edinburgh, and get back at 11 o'clock on Friday night. So, looking forward to that. And Romania is one of the very few countries in Europe I've never been to.
There you
Oh
go.
wow! So.
Good away trip, mate. Good away trip. How are Aberdeen going to line up against Falkirk then? What is it? Does J Jimmy tends to go? Does he play? I can't remember if you play three at back or is it a
It'll
four
be
three three?
four. They played three at the back in the cup final against Celtic. I really wouldn't expect that against Falkirk. It'll be the four. It'll be the two centre halves, so they would imagine Canoester's back, and it'll be one of Milne, Stoke, Dorrington. Jensen is the kind of first choice right back at the moment. Left back, our German guy, he's injured. Shinny's played there, Malloy's played there, Devlin's played there. I'd be inclined to go Devlin. I think Devlin always gives you 100%, 110%. He can play there. I think he will probably start against Falkirk, because he'll probably not start on Thursday night. We kind of have two sitters in the middle of the park, which is likely could be anywhere from Shinny, Nielsen, Palaversa, and then Iucci will probably be in front, and then we'll have the two wingers and somebody through the middle. It could be the AC Milan guy, more than likely Sokler, Stoke, Yenge. A big thing about us is the wingers, and we try and certainly the start of last season, what we did was the wingers, we really got like a good 60 minutes out of them. Took the two wingers off, put two more on, the other team's tiring, and we were blitzing teams. That's how it worked at the start of the season. For some reason, we stopped that. We kind of have started doing that again. Morris missed the game on Thursday, but he'll be back this week. And obviously, if we get another winger in before then as well, then all the better from ours. It's definitely a lot of pace. There's a lot of pace.
Sounds very similar to what we did as well.
Yeah.
That's very similar. But we've got no wingers left, so that's we've got no wingers. Still not replaced Callum Morrison, and Ethan Ross is now out. So you're likely to be facing the enigma, which is Alfie Agyeman.
He's interesting every time you see him, because I think he was like Papa Gay, absolute. He can either be brilliant, and when he's brilliant, he's pretty decent. When he's no, then I know where you're coming from on that one.
Yeah. So see, sticking with Falkirk then, should be who from, and you've seen us, I know you have, as you said, you've been to various Falkirk games last season especially as well. Who's worrying you? Who's the danger man, do you think, for Falkirk?
Adams, I thought he was brilliant every time I saw him last year. He's cracking, and he did really, I was over at Dundee United game earlier in the season, and I thought he played really well that day as well. Tate obviously scored that day. It was a good goal for him as well. He's a good player as well. And I mean, you can never know. Scott Arfield is always game for a goal. Between the three of them, definitely. But Adams is probably the one that, I mean, Ethan Ross, obviously I know he's injured, but it would have been interesting him against his old team.
Yeah,
he's done absolutely brilliant. He's been absolutely brilliant for Falkirk, absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it's good to see how he gets on being in the Premier League this year. Hopefully his injuries, he gets back and he picks up form when he comes back. But he would certainly have been one we would have to keep an eye on, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, it feels like both teams will be feeling each other. It's been so long since we've played each other. You can see in my background today, I think that's how long it's been. It's been a long time since we met in the Premier League. But yeah, it's looking forward to the game. Obviously, you'll be there, Sheepy. What are you thinking for the prediction? What are your thoughts on the prediction for the match?
I mean, obviously, we're away in Romania on Thursday night. I would imagine that will take a bit out of us. It's going to be about 30 degrees on Thursday night as well. Like to think that we've got a few extra bodies in the squad now, so we can probably, I would imagine, the team from Thursday to Saturday might, you can't do wholesale changes, but I would imagine it's probably going to at least change by about 3 or 4. We need to get back up and running. We're at home. We've got to go for this. I'm going to Aberdeen 2-0.
Ross?
I think I agree. We should be. I think it'll be an open game. I think Aberdeen have to win. I'm not going to sit here and go the pressure's all down, because we need to win as well. So as in, we need to get some points on the board. But I think it'll be open. I'm going to say 2-2. I think there'll be goals.
I'm thinking 1-1. I'm going to go for a draw. If we can get away with a point for Pittodrie, it would be amazing. I mean, I think it will be a real struggle. It really will be, because like you say, Aberdeen need to get points on the board. But what will be interesting is obviously seeing the effect from the European game and seeing how that affects them. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting match. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Really looking forward to seeing it and seeing two teams like feeling each other. And, you know, because that's what Falkirk, because we're the new boys, the people, and we've not been in the league for so long, it's going to be that kind of, what are they going to come like? You know, and and hopefully we're going to have bodies in the door by then as well, Ross. Hopefully.
Yeah, the chat surely is potentially three or four in this week, and John has said that he's not recruiting a squad player, so you would assume, granted, obviously, as Sheepy said, it depends on who you sign, whether they go straight into a starting lineup is another question, but there is an expectation of three or four potential starters this week, so our starting 11 on Sunday potentially could look really different to what finished against Celtic.
It'll be interesting to see. Well, listen, Sheepy, thanks for coming on. But before you go, we're going to do a round of how well do you know your team? We're doing this with all our guest pundits this year, season. You've got 6 points set by our friend Stuart Brary, the Livingston supporter. Chippy is on 4 points. He was representing Celtic. And then Fiona and Rab were on 3 points representing Dundee United. Basically, 60 seconds on the board. 10 questions about Aberdeen. And that's the score you've got to beat.
All right.
You can pass it. You can pass it, and if you do pass in one, we can come back to it if the time hasn't ended.
John, are you okay to do the timing?
I've got the timer. If you can mark them up and do the
questions. I will. I've got the questions. Now listen, this would be really embarrassing for Aberdeen's daftest fan. He has to do well here. I'm sure his pals will be watching. So, Sheepy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, question number one then: when were Aberdeen formed?
1903.
Within 100 range, what is the current capacity of Pittodrie?
About 20,500. I did see it said the attendance 28,600,
Okay.
but 20,500.
Well done. Aberdeen last won the league in which season?
That's one league in 84, 85.
Okay. What year did Pittodrie become the first all-seater stadium in the UK?
I say 80.
80. How many stomachs do sheep have?
Pass.
Aberdeen are the only team to call Pittodrie home since 1903. Is that true or false?
False.
How many times have Aberdeen won the Scottish Cup?
Eight.
What season did you first win the Scottish Cup?
That's when the Scottish Cup was 46-47.
And who won the last time?
Time's up, but you can answer
Oh,
the
I've
question.
started, so I'll finish. Who won the last time Falkirk played Aberdeen at Pittodrie?
It was 1-0 with Falkirk. Oh, was it 1-0 with Falkirk or 2-1 to Aberdeen? Oh,
Gonna
2-1
have
Aberdeen.
your so Aberdeen, you're saying seven correct answers. Sheepy, it does put Aberdeen at the top of the league. Really well
Of
done.
course he was going to get top of the league. Well done, Sheepy. So Aberdeen go top with 7 points. Not bad, mate.
You
Not
did well
bad.
there. You did well. The ones that you didn't get, so within 100 range of the capacity, it's 20,866. So I couldn't
Well,
give you the
I
answer.
saw that the day as well, actually. I
Yeah. And what year did Pittodrie become the first all-seater stadium? Was 1978. So you weren't far away.
wasn't far away.
But listen, really well done, and you are currently top of the league, and it's instead of being bottom of the actual league.
Well, that's right. At least I've scored a few goals in this.
Brilliant. Well, Sheepy, listen, all the best for your trip to Romania, and all the best for Sunday. We always don't mean that, though. But thanks for coming on Falkirk Daft and giving us an insight into Aberdeen, pal.
No, 100%. Thanks very much, guys, and all the best next Sunday anyway. But hope for the team wins. All right.
So you go. Thanks to Sheepy, the most well-travelled. No one will ever beat him in the amount of games he goes to in Scotland.
No.
There's nobody out there who goes to as many football games as Sheepy does. Mental.
Imagine going to 94 football games in the one season. Like, if you go to every Falkirk game, it would be what, 36 to 40, including cup games? It shows you the amount of games he's going to that's not involving Aberdeen as well.
I know, like 10 and a half years home and away. That is incredible, absolutely incredible, brilliant. So yeah, Sheepy, you'll see he's a well-kent face around Falkirk. You'll see Sheepy kicking about. So say hello to him next time you see him in the pub. He's usually drinking in the station. That's where I don't want to bump into him when he's steaming after an Aberdeen after an Aberdeen match. So good lad, and thanks for coming on the podcast. Before we go, I've got to say thanks to other sponsors as well. Falkirk Football Fans and Training, the TH. Up in Ness this weekend, and I've seen the pictures. It looked a messy one, Ross.
Carnage again from the boys. Yeah, Ian dropped me a message earlier on today, and he did say they didn't. I don't think they won, unfortunately, but that's
No.
never the point. They've had loads of laughs, loads of pals made, and I'm sure a number of pints of Tennent's have been sank on the for the boys' journey. So, no, really well done to them. I saw the opening picture of the squad and some well-kent faces at the sides as well. So, no, fair play to the boys.
And raised loads of money for charity as well when they were up there as well. So brilliant. Well done, the T8s and all the Falkirk Football Fans and Training. If you want to get involved with the group, be going for about 10 years now. Great bunch of lads, as we say. And you might get invited up to Ness next season as well for the piss up, which would be great. But they're playing at the stadium Wednesday, 8:30 to 9:30, set up as Elite Academy and Legends. And they're looking for an over 50 section as well. So that might be coming soon. We'll get you details on that as and when it comes. And they'll be looking to set up the inaugural Kelpies tournament as well at the end of the season. So we might get involved in that as well. But great bunch of boys, Falkirk Football Fans and Training. Get in touch with Ian, Willie, or Dougie. The links are below. And you can make friends and make memories on the football pitch with a bunch of like-minded, mostly Falkirk supporters as well. So brilliant to have Ian and the team back on sponsorship this season. Well, that's it. Next stop, Aberdeen. Like you say, Ross, I mean, we're recording this as a Sunday night, and we're just hoping there's going to be bodies in the door. There has to be. There has to be. We're.
Has to happen,
We,
surely.
like with we, it's certainly white wires. We talked about in the last podcast, a big bruising midfielder, We need two wingers potentially as well.
Centre half as well, really.
Centre half. Do you need a, the questions will hopefully be answered by the time this podcast goes out. We'll hopefully see that pen emoji over the course of the week. But yeah, thanks for listening or watching us on YouTube. Get merch, merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk or at pintsandprints.co.uk. I actually bought a Falkirk Daft baby grow for my mate who's just had a wane.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
So I got there's plenty of, and it just reminded me of all the amazing stuff, because you can get golf, you can get a Falkirk Daft golf umbrella. Let me tell you, my brother was mocking me for this when he said, what, you had a look at the merch? He said, you can buy a, who's going to be kicking a Falkirk Daft golf umbrella? I said, well, you can be. If you want to check out a range, you can do that. merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk. You'll get anything you ever wanted with our logo on it. So support the podcast that way. Our, like I say, Pints and Prints, thanks to Gordon for all his designs that you can check out there, including Ross's Wayne Train one, or we've got the Dafty spelt in various different cans, which is a cracker as well. So it's all up there, pintsandprints.co.uk. Thank you very much for that. So that's us. Thank you very much for listening. Check out the Discord, links are below as well, lots of chat. We've not been doing it this, we keep forgetting to do the player.
The Roll of Honour.
The Roll of Honour. So we'll bring that back next Monday when we got, when we do the next show. But yeah, I keep forgetting to do that at the end of the show. So we'll be back to review the Aberdeen game. That'll probably go out a week on Tuesday. We'll just need to marry up our calendar because Ross will be on his way back from Pittodrie next Sunday. So we probably won't be able to record it then, unless we do it live from the bus. On the way back down, Ross, we could do, maybe try that. That would be a bit wild.
Do a Zoom on my phone? Yeah, we could do, could we?
Well, we could maybe try that. You got a live. We'll maybe give it a shot. We'll see how that goes. Definitely we'll have an episode out reviewing Aberdeen next week. And then looking ahead to the next game, which won't be next Thursday because there's an international break, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Jesus.
I know.
So one episode of Falkirk Daft reviewing for Aberdeen next season. But until we get to that, thank you very much for your time. And until that, next time we speak to you,
expect unexpectedly. Come on the bench.
We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. Listen in the pub, or you can listen in the bath. We're Falkirk Daft, we're Falkirk Daft. For everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk Bear, we're Falkirk Daft. We are Falkirk Daft.